The New Hampshire-based company GT Advanced Technologies is heading for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In announcing the filing today, officials said GT was not planning to go out of business, but would instead try to develop a plan to reorganize. Here with more on today's news is Bob Sanders of the New Hampshire Business Review. Good to talk with you.
Hello.
GT has been planning on making sapphire glass screens for Apple devices like the iPhone, and Apple's making plenty of money these days. So what happened with GT?
We're still trying to get the details of why company filed. They had planned to use sapphire for the Apple's new screens, and GT was going to make them, which is a big switch for GT because originally they just made the equipment to make materials. They didn't sell the materials themselves, and now they are actually making the materials themselves because of this $500 million deal with Apple. They basically, the deal didn't require Apple to buy any of what they produced. It was kind of a gamble. GT was going to build a factory in Arizona to produce these Apple screens, and Apple would pay or finance this plant. They got their first four payments, and they were on their last payment, which would have been about $100 million. I'm not sure exact figure in front of me, but what happened was that payment has not been made because I'm sure GT would have shouted to the rafters that they've completed what Apple wanted. Apple, in its announcement for the iPhone, did not say anything about sapphire screens. It did for its Apple Watch. But the problem is that the watch is smaller, and they just don't sell as much as the iPhone. And plus, it's delayed, and we don't know why it's delayed. We don't know if there's problems with the materials that are being supplied or some other reason.
Now, this is not the first time that this company has seen challenges. I'm thinking of the time when it was known as GT Solar, and of course the solar industry has had difficult times over the years.
Yes, originally it started out making equipment to build solar materials. Now, the materials, basically the market plummeted and that dried up, but GT was kind of flexible on its feet and decided they can make furnaces for other things. They bought a couple of companies with experience in sapphire. Originally, it was supposed to go into LED screens for those LED lights. The sapphire is apparently used in that. Then they got the idea that it could be used on portable screens, and so they started selling equipment for that, and that's how they got around to Apple. They're developing equipment for other stuff, some new technologies that would make solar cheaper, some other technologies that can be used for all sorts of things, including treating cancer. There was actually going to be an announcement about Apple, but also about other things they got going, and that was supposed to be last week. And then it was delayed this week, and now we got this. This was a total shock. Investors are using words like stunning and came out of nowhere, coming out of left field. Analysts are just kind of walking around saying, oh, my God, what happened?
Then if investors are using terms like this, how difficult does it make it to try for a company in GT's position to try to move forward with some of these other initiatives and some of these other projects?
Well, we're not really sure on their filing as we speak, and I'm going through the filings. We're not really sure what caused this bankruptcy. Sometimes Chapter 11, it's very traumatic, it seems, but people come out of it. Fairpoint is an example. They went under Chapter 11. They're still operating. It's an attempt to reorganize, get the creditors to stave off, and just go back to business. Other times, it could be the first stop of a company going down. Right now, I imagine they're going to have trouble getting financing. They say they have some financing lined up in their bankruptcy filing, but we're not sure. Sometimes it's a prelude to the sale of the company. Who knows? Maybe to Apple. When you get into bankruptcy, it's a whole mess of worms. A lot of times, people go into it thinking that they can control the process, and it ends up getting out of their control and they lose their company. It's a whole new ball game, basically, what's happening with GT.
That's Bob Sanders of the New Hampshire Business Review. Thanks for your time today.
No, you're welcome.